News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's our update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Kat Gammon is here, the UWBV Communications Director. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
And as tradition has, we have a guest.
Yes, we do. We have Carrie Baker with Scotty's House with us today.
Hi.
Not a stranger, as we were introduced to Sawyer a couple of weeks ago, but Scotty's House is much more than Sawyer, though Sawyer's now very, if not already, a critical component and critical staff member. For those who are not familiar with Scotty's House and the work that you all do in the Brazos Valley, if you can lead off with that.
Sure, yeah. Scotty's House is the Child Advocacy Center of the Brazos Valley. We work with law enforcement and CPS to provide a safe place where children can come and disclose abuse. They can receive a forensic interview, a forensic medical exam. We connect the families with resources in the community. One of them is United Way, especially 211. And then we also provide counseling to children and their families.
As I point out, whenever agency representatives come, a reminder that this is United Way of the Brazos Valley, that's not just Brazos County.
Exactly, yeah. Scotty's House serves the seven counties, and so it's wonderful to have another resource that also represents the seven counties as well.
It may be on a proportional basis, but do you find any more or less business from the rural counties?
Yeah, we do. You know, Brazos County makes up about 50% of our caseload, and then the surrounding counties comprise the remaining percent.
And that would mean a proportional higher percentage, I would think, because it's more than 50% of the population in Brazos County.
Right, yeah.
Do the types of cases differ, urban versus rural?
No, they don't. You know, the majority of the cases we see, about 70%, are children who've experienced some form of sexual abuse. And then we serve children who have experienced severe physical abuse. And then we also provide services to children who have witnessed a violent crime. Maybe they have seen domestic violence or they have witnessed a murder. We also work with children who are in drug endangered environments. So they are in a home where drugs are being manufactured or distributed. We will provide services to those children as well.
What does United Way of the Brazos Valley do to help the effort at Scotty's House?
Right. So a lot of our services are very reactive. We are involved after abuse has occurred. And so we're lucky to have a partner like United Way because they help us focus on prevention. And so they fund a project, a joint project between Scotty's House and the prenatal clinic, where we are working with parents to try to change behaviors and prevent abuse before it ever occurs.
What are the circumstances that you're trying to change that behavior in the adult so that cycle stops?
Right. You know, we're one of the biggest things is, you know, you have a baby and you go home from the hospital and you know nothing. And so we're trying to talk to parents, to moms and dads about maternal health, how important it is to take care of the mom and her stress level. One of the easiest things we do is help them think through, if you get overwhelmed, who can you call? Here's a list of phone numbers of people that you've already talked to, that if you just are at your wit's end because you have a crying baby, which is often when they're infants, you can call anyone here and they can come in and they can help you, so that you don't ever, you know, resort to some kind of physical violence towards your child.
And I would think it even goes past the physical violence, mm-hmm. when a parent gets so frustrated, they're yelling, and maybe they're just yelling at themselves, but the child hears it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they also not only yelling just in general, but at their spouse, at their partner. And so, you know, helping them understand that children's brains are constantly developing and they are taking that in. And so really, you know, one, it's okay to be frustrated, but making sure you leave the child in a safe room in their crib and go, you know, have those disagreements somewhere else. Go, you know, the child still may be crying, but it's okay. You know, babies are going to cry. And sometimes they've eaten, they have a clean diaper, and they're just crying. And so rather than doing something, having it out with a person next to you, leave the child and just go outside. Take a few minutes to take a couple of deep breaths. And it really is a way to just calm yourself down and kind of help you refocus.
Who are the people at the other end of the line when somebody calls?
When somebody calls Scotty's House?
Or when You give the parents a phone number who's on the other end of the line.
You know, it could be your neighbor. It could be a family member who lives a few streets over. It could be somebody from your church. It's just anybody who you've had that conversation with ahead of time that you trust enough to come in. And maybe it's so you could go to a movie and sit by yourself, but they're happy to come in and sit with your child for a few hours just to give you a break, because that's, you know, it's okay as parents to need a little bit of time for yourself and a time away.
So you're helping them establish a support system so
exactly.
that they have a safety net to call.
That's exactly right. And Kat, it's not about having that, you know, when it's too late. You know, we want them to think mm-hmm. through those things and have that in place before they need it.
How do you find the parents that you want to serve?
Yeah, so we're lucky to have that partnership with the prenatal clinic because they serve over 500 women a year. And so there is our captive audience right there. So we provide, as Scotty's House, we provide the content matter, the expertise in child abuse and how to take care of your children. And the prenatal clinic has this wonderful population that they serve, and they're coming in for multiple visits. So they can get that information when they go for their regular prenatal appointment at the clinic.
Well, I want to also leave a little time, as we've been talking about how United Way of the Brazos Valley, those contributions help the prenatal clinic and Scotty's House mm-hmm. in this program. But I also see the folder that you've carried just handed over to Kat.
Yeah, you know, I think it's so important for United Way. Their community campaign is what helps fund programs like the partnership between the prenatal clinic and Scotty's House. And as much as United Way and Scotty's House wants people to support the community campaign, we as an agency believe in it as well. And so our employees give back to United Way because we know not only does it fund programs like Scotty's House, but it also helps other nonprofits in the Brazos Valley.
And Kat, we're visiting at the end of October, still an opportunity in addition to the community campaign. We're winding down the state employees charitable campaign.
Yes, we are. And that gives state employees the opportunity to participate in what Carrie's just talking about. And they have until October 31st to designate United Way for those payroll deductions. And if they have any questions, they can call our office at 979-696-4483, and we'll help them go through the steps to get that set up.
And while Texas A&M is the biggest employer among the state agencies, with that throughout the service area, we're talking about multiple state agencies. So
yes.
That's a reminder there, and also a reminder that there's still opportunities to hold community campaign mm-hmm. rallies and informational sessions. And the phone number that you gave, you can get more information about that too, right?
Yes, absolutely. We're at the height of campaign season. I feel like we're doing rallies every day, sometimes more than one a day. And it's a really exciting time at United Way.
All right, very good. That's our update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Again, Kat Gammon from United Way of the Brazos Valley and Carrie Baker from Scotty's House on News Talk 1620 WTAW.